And welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into some aspect of their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we'll be hearing from singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Andrew Bird. He's been making music as a solo artist since the early 2000s, and his work has always bridged the chasms between folk and pop and rock and experimental music, and also historically it's been pretty obtuse, like lyrically obtuse. Like, you hear a song and even after you've memorized all the words, you still don't know what the song's about, but you have this feeling about what it's about, so like it's cool. I mean, there was always somewhat of like a remove in his work, and then last year he put out a new record called Are You Serious, which was more direct. Like, he wrote a record about love and marriage and parenthood that wasn't, in his words, encrypted. And maybe it's because I'm at a similar place in life as he is. Like, I'm married, I have two young kids, and I'm just kind of dealing with the implications of, like, all of that, that, like, I really feel this record. He came to Austin, Texas, the city where we make this podcast, to play the Austin City Limits Music Festival back in October of last year. And he sat down with me for about 10 minutes to talk about a song that he related to so much that it kind of inspired him to write highly personal songs for this new record. And the song he chose, it is such a Texas song, one that is ingrained in the fabric of Texas music, though, as you'll hear, I had no idea what it was about. So here he is, Andrew Bird.
I was thinking of one that happened fairly recently when I was kind of going through the whole Townes Van Zandt catalog, you know, sort of digging up song after song. And I came upon the song For the Sake of the Song, you know, the Maybe She Just Has to Sing for the Sake of the Song.
Why does she sing the sad songs? For me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun.
And at first I listened to it, I was like, that's a great song, that's nice. He's really getting into some detail about a relationship, and then the chorus kind of went in one ear out the other, and then I was like, then it just hit me like a ton of bricks, like what he was saying. And it's like one of the first times, it's significant because it's one of the first times a song struck me the way it does songs hit most people, like that, in that, like, I'm like, oh, he's singing about something I'm dealing with, or like he's singing about my life. Whereas
right.
I come to songwriting from like maybe a different angle, perhaps a little more melody and music working its way towards sound and sense and lyrics and all that. Whereas this was a lyric that was like, oh, he just nailed it for me.
Right on. I mean, do you listen to music at like an, what do I, like an emotional,
I don't always try to relate
like
it.
Emotional
I
remove?
Do. I listen for tone and like a little moment of syllables and vowels that all come together and you just feel it subconsciously, you know?
So it's rather like a sound thing for you.
Yeah, like, rather than like a topical, oh, he's singing about something that I'm dealing with.
That's really interesting. And I know For the Sake of the Song.
Yeah.
I do not actually know what he's singing about because I, like you, have just like heard it, like have just heard the song. I mean, I live in Texas and...
Yeah, he's going into incredible detail. Maybe could have used a little editing in there, but but it's cool. That's why I can't seem to perform it yet, because I can't internalize all the lyrics, because he's like getting into such detail of like what his lover's thinking, what she might be thinking, and how he can't help her.
What does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care, or she knows that I do.
He's trying to puzzle through it more than most guys will probably ever try. And but he says, comes to the chorus, he's like, you know, man, maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Maybe she just has to vocalize all these feelings.
Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong?
It's not like this is so grave and we're gonna never see each other again. It's just like, she's just, this is part of the song, you know?
Yeah, like so maybe she just has to say this stuff and like get it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that there's like something horribly wrong and we're gonna have to break up. Is that what he's saying? Because I actually did.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and you said that it spoke directly to you. Do you feel like that's something that you've been learning about, like, in your own relationship?
Well, yeah. I mean, being married is hard to be. It's a lot of work. And sometimes you have to be like, maybe this isn't so grave right now. It's not like you should let it roll off your back, but it's maybe you just kind of listen to the song and then you go on with your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a serious, like, first of all, no one knows what marriage is until they get married. And then once you start on the journey, you're like, oh, I had no idea this was such an intense journey. I mean, to me, it makes the whole, like, when you were meeting people and, like, getting together and breaking up and all of that, and it seems so big. It's like when you're actually married and you're in it for this like really long journey.
Yeah.
It makes all of that seem very silly.
Yeah. Like, and then there's other songs on this record that are getting at that. Like, you think people just, the mindset is that when you're younger, it's just like, oh, marriage and family means everything stops and you settle and your life gets into this pattern. And really it's like, it's a whole nother.
It's the trippiest trip ever, man. And then when you put kids into it, like, like being on a long journey with one other person is like one thing.
Yeah.
But I think that two people can maybe feel like they've escaped a lot of the stuff from their childhood.
Right.
And then you have kids and then you're like, oh, I didn't escape. I was just ignoring it. And now we're going to deal with it. Like, it's the craziest. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what it's been like for me. Like, the craziest journey ever.
And you inherit a lot of things that you had nothing to do with, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Totally. So when you heard the Townes Van Zandt song, I mean, just as it relates to your new record, did you hear it around the time you were writing for this
record? Yeah. And that drove some conscious desire to write some songs like that kind of risk a little more or a lot more for me lyrically. And thereby maybe writing about things that people might have that same feeling, like, oh, he's writing about my life.
Well, your friends will become strange to you, just as you will become strange to them. You live across a great divide, and the problems that seem like luxuries, they're all getting stoned and hugging trees. All the things you'd be forsaking, still our hearts are constantly breaking. From their cradle to our grave, is it selfish or is it brave?
So you saw you realized Townes Van Zandt had done something, and you were like, that thing, I want to do it too. Right on. And just one more question before we go, like, how did it feel? Was it an uncomfortable process to start working and approaching songs that way? Or were you ready to do it?
I was ready to do it. But I wasn't prepared for what it's like to then put those songs out and then go into the journalistic realm with those ideas that are in the songs, because then it feels like open season. Now I get it why some people don't like to talk about what their songs are about.
Because it's like opening up your chest and showing people your heart and your soul?
It's just not, it's journalism, nothing, not knocking it. It's just not a safe environment for that, as opposed to the concert. You have a kind of sacred pact with your audience, and it's all fine. They got your back.
And you're there to give them something, so that to open them up to an experience,
an
and
agreement.
They're there to like give you the energy.
So
to
writing the
do
songs,
that.
There were moments when I was like, "Oh, can I do this?" But I've had those moments before, and it's always a good sign when I'm like, when I hesitate about.
Yeah.
But then this was for real. This is like, all right, this stuff actually happened, and am I
protecting or?
Yeah, I mean. Why, as a private person, would I put all that stuff out in the open like that?
Yeah. Well, that's a line you have to walk. It's like there's no way to get to someone saying, having that Townes Van Zandt moment where like, oh, he's talking about a thing and he's talking about something that's real.
Yeah.
Without kind of going there. But then when you go there, like you said, it sounds like the having to deal with journalists and their interpretation.
I mean, I used to be dealing with similar personal issues, but I would encode it to protect the innocent, you know?
Yeah.
So why, I don't know. It's still a tricky topic.
Well, it's a great record, so thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Reason we been making not to become free and believe in this holy valley.
Is Valleys of the Young from Are You Serious? And you may recognize this from the interview. I played a clip of it earlier and then I played it again now because, like, dude, this song, it speaks to me. Like, I have lived this song. It encapsulates that transformation you undergo after you become a parent and the heavy emotional risk that investing so much of yourself in another human being, like, you know, like a child, what that entails. Like, honestly, recently I've needed some release. Like, I've needed a good cry, but it hadn't been coming. And then I was working on this episode and I heard that song and it just brought me to tears. I mean, and it keeps bringing me to tears. Like, the verses totally do it for me. So thanks, Andrew, for providing me with some release. And, you know, I know it's difficult. Andrew Bird talked about kind of the intrusive nature of doing such personal work, especially when he's talking to people in journalism or people like me who he doesn't know. But, you know, what I'm looking for, I'm looking for something that gives me insight into shared human experience. I'm looking for something that shows me that I'm not alone in the world. And so thanks for taking the risk. Thanks for talking about yourself, because it really helped me. Andrew Bird is right now playing shows, like maybe in your town. He'll actually be at Madison Square Gardens with the Lumineers Friday, February 2nd and 3rd. And if you're Australian, then lucky you, because he's traveling across the world to play for you in April. He also did a really cool video with Margaret Glasby where they play music together in the green room. It's called Live from the Green Room. You can find it on his Facebook page. And like, Margaret Glasby has also been on this podcast before. She talked about how Elliot Smith's use of metaphor blew her mind wide open. And we've actually got a lot of episodes that you could peruse in our archives, like 67 episodes. Like, People like Tegan and Sarah and Jim James and so many more, all talking about music that changed their lives. So you can find them on Stitcher or iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're perusing old episodes, we'd really love it if you left a rating or a review. That's it. You've come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen, with help from Peter Babb and Jackie Fuller. The interview was recorded by Jack Anderson. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. Our handle is at ThisSongKUTX. Kelly Seal is our excellent, excellent intern. And if you're in town, you should go check out her Keep Music Weird show. It's going down at Cheer Up Charlie's this Thursday, February 2nd. Thanks to Peter Babb and Deidre Gott for everything they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Although I do hold that it's actually pronounced Mahout. I've been talking to the guys in the band about it. I'm trying to come to a consensus with them. Oh, and by the way, they have a new record out on Modern Outsider Records. You should check it out. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is at ThisSongKUTX. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song, along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.